Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I am your host, Poetic Energy. I am waiting for my co-host to chime in, Mr. Stevie G. So until then, we're looking for a great time tonight. We're going to play some really great music and hopefully have some poets come through and share their voice with you. And also just sit back and relax and reflect on 2010. I want to have some people call in and just tell us what their most memorable moment was in 2010. But in the meantime, we're just going to get started with a little music here. That always seems to set the mood for any environment. We're going to kind of just make it nice and slow with a little bit of Kim. Was I'm in love.
Girl, let's watch heaven open up.
live. That was Kim with I'm in Love. All right, we're going to keep it going. We're waiting for the poets and the musicians and all the people that's coming through to come through. And we got a couple of songs that we're going to play this evening. But let's start off with some of the music that we've played during 2010, some of our favorites. We're going to play the Neo Soldier with Colors. Sit back and enjoy.
Designed me with brushstrokes long and brushstrokes short, redefined me, limb stroke amber and queenly breast kiss with hues mahogany and ripe. Again and again he dipped his brush inside with strokes hard and strokes soft, caressed hips with melon deep to the core, finding their center, brush stroke shades, reds passion, gold hints of desire, silver streaks of sensuality, again and again.
Touching my saffron skin.
All right, that was Neo Soldier with Colors. we are going to just keep it going here, and we're going to play another track from another poet, Mr. Quiet Storm of Spoken Word. We've heard him on our show several times with some of his tracks, and we're going to just play one of his pieces called Deeply.
Here, I lay next to you, inhaling your fragrance, a French vanilla scent that is giving me a yin of relaxation and a yang of causing my nature to rise. I take a moment to gaze upon your being, and I think to myself, how blessed can one man be? There you lie before me, with your caramel skin tint, looking beyond peaceful. I brush aside your shoulder length hair and whisper in your right ear the words, I love you. After kissing you on your cheek, I make my way to the mid portion of your back, touching the softness of your skin with my lips. With the passing of a few minutes, my fingertips and tongue take their privileged place at the small of your back. Rhythmic tremors begin to travel to the areas of you that cause the whites of your eyes to appear. For a millisecond, there is no lung function, and you have to remember to breathe. Of course, at this moment, I'm not fully aware of how you are being moved. But the limpness of your body lets me know that I moved you in the manner you desire. I make my way to your inner thigh in the midst of kissing you right there. I take in the aroma of your oasis, and at that moment, I experience the reverse movement of my eyes. Yet I fight to stay in this frame of time because this is about me catering to your wants. My objective is to take you to that level of complete ecstasy. Unexpectedly, you turn to me, tell me to penetrate you with deep kisses, hold you in my arms, take my rightful place inside you. And you say to me, take your time and make love to me deeply.
Welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. That was Mr. Quiet Storm. A spoken word was Deeply. All right, y'all. I know this. You guys asked for this show this evening, and this is the last show of 2010. We feel like it's just a great experience that we've had. The show has been on the air since the end of July, and we are so thankful and fortunate for that. It's been tremendous ride for us, and we are just excited about the upcoming new things that we're going to have on the show that is going to bring a total different environment to the radio show with some of the things that we have coming up. And we just want to make sure that, you know, you guys know that you're loved and appreciated. And, you know, feel free to call us. And if you want to be featured on the Poetic Energy Radio Show, you're more than welcome. All we have to do is review your information, and we'll get back with you. But, you know, I've been getting a lot of messages and a lot of people requesting to be on the show, and I am very fortunate. And a lot of people we have booked to be on the show in upcoming months. So we have booked up. We're actually booking up already up until February, people that are going to be exciting people coming up onto the show. So we're very grateful for that. We know people are probably out trying to celebrate and get ready for the New Year's coming in, getting their clothes and hair done and nails done and taking care of some last-minute things before that magic night for you. But we're just going to keep it going tonight. Poets, come through. The number to call in is 917-932-8881. But in the meantime, we're going to keep our groove going on. And we're going to play that the song that there's a new band that contacted me. They're out of Columbus, Ohio. The name of the band is The Electrines, and they contacted me and wanted me to play one of their new songs that's going to be debuting in January 2011. And we're glad and excited that they chose the Poetic Energy Radio Show to debut their first song on their new album. The song is entitled Wayside, and the group is The Electrines from Columbus, Ohio. Enjoy. Try to get them on the show as a feature guest in the future so that we can more detailed information from them, but their song is entitled The Wayside. That was very enjoyable and very, very beady and groovy. Like, so, and you know, it's just a wonderful thing that you have to embrace all types of music. I'm glad that this show is a platform that embraces all types of music. And as long as it's done in good taste and it comes from a good place, we love it, we love it, we love it. So we thoroughly enjoyed it, this cut entitled The Wayside. So we're going to keep it going. I guess the poets are being a little shy this evening. Everybody pushed for to air tonight because we were going to postpone it until the beginning of next year. But everybody wanted me to go ahead and have the show. But nevertheless, we know that people are out getting their hair done and nails done and they're trying to get ready for all the parties that's going to take place this weekend. So all I want to say is this, you know, we're going to keep the show moving, and we still got some upcoming, some more tracks to play for you and some good music. And after we come back with this one song that I'm going to play by Kim entitled True Love, I am going to come back with a poem entitled Frequently, a piece that I have written. But in the meantime, folks, we're going to bless you with some more music and sit back and enjoy Kim with True Love.
Me.
welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I'm your host, Poetic Energy, and I am going to release some of my energy this evening with sharing with you a piece that I've shared before, but it may be new to some, familiar to some, but new to others. So I am just going to recite this piece. It's entitled Frequently. Frequently, the rivers flow fluently as a calming wave. But when the sky cries with hell rain, the tide begins to rage in war. The planet trees are uprooted, tossed to and fro. The fat lady sings a solo, peacefully in a melodious projection, reaching a note in a climatic opera tone. And the peace inside is interrupted by a violent song. And the vocal scream with chords of despair and depression. My mental space becomes a homeless connection of mental peace. My physical casing feels hollow inside, void of vitality, until I reach out to the unspeakable peace spoken on in the psalm. My cry is like a woman in travail. I want to repossess my intellectual perception, my mental peace, from the enemy who, like a thief in the night, tried to strip me of my mental peace that frequently abides in my temple as one of the benefits of being a child of the shepherd elect. The kidnapper sought ransom for the priceless treasure of my gift of wisdom and mental discretion. For what he doesn't understand, I am a member of the presidential team and covered by the secret service of a host of divine beings. And I am hit by the storm, by branches bend, but don't break. My leaves flap vigorously, but don't fall and wither. I am like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. My roots are pulled, but are not uprooted. And the melody of my music and the choir of my divine being directing my meditation keeps my mental peace. Peace. I say peace. Peace. Safe from being mentally jacked by the terrorists of mental attack, frequently borrowing from the divine energy of the angelic halo will keep my soul in perfect peace. And that's my peace, frequently. All right, I need to, you know, we do something on the show. I know I'm the one that's doing the poem, but let me tell you that we clap it up and show some love to people who bring it to us, so I'm going to clap it up for myself tonight. All right, we're going to keep the show going here, and we're going to play another familiar track for one of our artists who have come on. We know you guys really love this person's style. And we love her because she has just a strong poetic voice. Her name is Miss Stylicia Bolden with Black Girls Rock. This is one of the favorites of the show, so we're going to bless you again with that tonight.
Black Girls Rock. From the sway of our hair, from the voluptuous curves we wear, men stare. From our ripping the runway, fashionista affair, we flare beauty, boldness, and confidence everywhere. From loving the skin we are in, to being the businesswoman, daughter, mother, and leader. See, we are incredible, unstoppable. Undeniable. Did I mention we are yet phenomenal? One of a kind, unique, from many shades we reap. We are beautiful, strong, and poised. We rock it well. We rock it swell. From young to old, we rock it bold. We coming out pure as gold. We are queens. Cleopatra in disguise. We are black girls, and we rock. Black girls rock. We are beautiful, strong, and poised. We rock it well. We rock it swell. From young to old, we rock it bold. We're coming out pure as gold. We are queens, Cleopatra in disguise. We are black girls, and black girls rock.
All right, that was Miss Stylicia Bolden with Black Girls Rock. That's one of the show's favorite and highly requested and highly regarded. This is a fantastic poet that has been on the show and has shared her voice with us. So we certainly enjoy playing her tracks, and we're just going to show her some love. You know, outside of her presence tonight, just show us the love and clap it up for that piece. Yes, yes, yes. All right, we're going to take a caller on the air right now. Before we do that, we want to just acknowledge all the guests that's in the chat room and all of our global listeners that are not signed into the chat room. We welcome you to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Your presence is certainly appreciated here. Welcome guest 12988, Shani Serene, Miss Strong Island. We just a moment ago we had Mr. Jay Early, who also hosts a Blog Talk Radio show on other issues, but we're glad that he's popping in and out. We had other guests. We certainly appreciate you popping in and out. We know that this is a time where people are prepared for the weekend, you know, getting late appointments for hair appointments and things of that nature, but we certainly appreciate all that have taken out the time to listen in or even sign into the chat room. We certainly appreciate you. So without further ado, we're going to chime in our caller on the switchboard here. Caller from the 631 area code, you are on the air with Poetic Energy. Who do we have on the air with us, and what are you going to do for us this evening?
Hi, you have Strong Island 631. How are you?
Hi, Miss Strong Island, one of our faithful listeners and one of our greatest supporters. We so appreciate you coming out, showing your love to the show, and we know you're going to put it down tonight.
Yes, I'm doing a piece called A Time Spent.
All right.
And the piece goes like this. The creaminess, the stickiness, oh my gosh, I got a feel for this. The passion, the pain, oh my, we did it over again. Soaking up, wiping down. Now you know this is my town. Words spoken, glances had. We both are looking mad. Time spent with all the attention, just so you could finish your mission. Doors unlocked, floors exposed. Hey, where is my clothes? Bras undone, zipper zip, quick. Man, you have to clean this chick. Hurry up, I hear a noise. Oh my. We are almost taken by surprise. Did you see those eyes peeking? I know we shouldn't be sneaking. Time to finish, yes it is. But my lover, you discover lace red thongs thrown under the couch. Hey, don't worry, this is not your house. Puzzle look comes over your face. Harry, you must leave this place. They finally come through the door. Look at you sprawled across the floor. Now I was kneeling on all fours, busted. It screamed from their mouths. I shout, this is my house, now get out. And that is my piece.
All right, Miss Strong Island in the house. We know you were going to put it down tonight, girl. What was the title of that piece again?
A Time Spent.
A Time Spent. All right, that was Miss Strong Island in the house, y'all. You know how we do on the Poetic Energy Show. We have to give it up to her and give her just due. Wait a minute. I think you can find some better clapping and laughing with it than that. Let's try this one.
All right, that's a good one. Yeah. It's all right. Yes, you can. Let's see.
All right, Ms. Strong Wilding, please continue to hang out with us we'll hopefully chime you back in so you render another piece. But in the meantime, I'm going to mute you, and we're going to go on to another piece here. that I have written. It's just a small piece. You know, poetry can be so much, and it has you can have poetry that articulates so few words, but, you know, has a lot being said when you read it. So this is a very short poem that I have written, and it's entitled Strawberry. And I absolutely love this piece, but it's a little small piece, but I'm usually a little bit long-winded when it comes to writing my pieces, but when I find the inspiration to write a short piece, then I try to do that. And here it is. It goes as, sensual interludes mapping my lover's chest, taking in the essence of his exuberant passion, suggests ravishing moments will be filled with sentimental embrace. Angelic and radiance will never leave my face's trace. Weighing in his love for me on a lover's scale, measuring to a level of prevail. Borrowing wisdom from my grandmother's advice to keep love strong, unlaced. Excited at the mere suggestion of his commitment to live harmonious in one space. Reiterated vows of a heavenly interface. Reaching our golden years in love without an intermission of division. Yields an eternal love with respect and sweet submission. And that was my piece, Strawberry, y'all. All right, all right. I sometimes read that piece in a more a stronger undertone, but I kind of try to want to keep it PG-rated instead of X. But all right, I'm gonna clap it up for myself this evening, y'all. The Strawberry. All right, all right. Welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I'm your host, Poetic Energy, and I am just going to keep the show going here with some more wonderful music for your ears. And I think I'm going to go a little old school for a moment because you wouldn't have the new music without the old music. So I think I am going to come with a little bit of, let's see here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do Cool in the Game with Summer Madness. I absolutely love this. It's just like just sets the tone. It's like a mellow tone, but I enjoy it so much. And that's called Summer Madness for all those jazz folks out there. As I'm sure you can appreciate this. We'll be right back. right, y'all. That was Summer Madness with Kool and the Gang. You got to love it. I love the old school music. That just something about the way the music was played and together back in the day. But we're going to keep the show going here. I see that we still have 44 minutes remaining in the show. And, I want to take the moment to acknowledge the guests that we have in the chat room. Of course, we have guest 12988. Welcome, guest Sunny Marie, guest Strong Island 631, and all of our global listeners that may not be signed into the chat room. We welcome you to come into the chat room and just have a ball, because this is our last show for 2010, and we're so looking forward to the platform that we have upcoming for the year 2011. We have some wonderful and exciting guests. We have filmmakers coming. We have artists coming, recording artists coming. We have authors, poets. We have actors coming on to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. We have people really reaching out to us to be interviewed on the show, and we certainly love doing interviews. And we're so looking forward to the upcoming platform for this upcoming year. So we're going to just keep it going here. We have some, a little bit more of, I'm going to play some Jill Scott for us this evening. And when we return, we will have some more poetry being recited on the air. So let's go with a little bit of Jill Scott with this is my one of my favorite pieces by Jill Scott with I Keep, because it has a great message and really listen to the words. I love it. So here's Jill Scott with I Keep. Welcome back, folks. That was Jill Scott with I Keep. I absolutely love that song. It has a wonderful message in it. And just so mellow and just laid back. And I love that type of music, just laid back and where I could just sit back and enjoy it. But we know that the time is winding down and 2011 is about to come into our reality and 2010 is going to be our past. So we're going to keep the show going here, continuing on with some great music and some poetry for you tonight. This is open mic night. And we're going to continue to play some more Jill Scott, and we'll be right back with more poetry. Listen. Song to me, but you gotta love it. All right, we're gonna keep the show going. We do see someone on the chat room. It looks like a familiar person, so we're just gonna chime them in here. Caller from the 631 area code. You're on the air with Poetic Energy. Who do we have on the air, and what are you gonna do for us this evening?
Hi, this is Strong Island 631. How are you?
All right, Miss Jordan. I thought that was a familiar number. All right.
Yeah, my piece is called Golden Opportunity.
All right.
And it goes like this. You gave me the opportunity to be myself. I guess I have no choice. Let my inner being be free. Because life has a way to make a turn to what's good and bad. I am just glad you choose me to be the funny one, the serious one, the well-respected one. Thanks for your trust that you are giving me. I hold it in my heart like fire burning that won't stop churning, this love for everything that is you. And that is my piece.
All right. Short and sweet, but we love it. That was Miss Strong Island in the house. We're going to show her some love right now. Yes, Miss Strong Island. Yes, Miss Strong Island, you see me in Texas, right? I don't know what's going on with the folks tonight, but all I can say is that they must be getting their hair done, and that appointment must be real, real late. And you know how some people get it started. You know, they get their drink on started early, and the New Year's, we still got a less than a day and a half to bring the New Year in, but, you know, people start early. But that's all right. We're still having a wonderful time here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. So thank you for that piece, Miss Strong Island. We certainly have been enjoying what you've been rendering this evening. And we're going to keep the show going here and keep blessing you with some wonderful music and some poetry. And I am going to, in honor of my co-host, since he is not here, but he has such an amazing voice that so many of us love to hear. And we're going to play one of his tracks that he has given to the show to put on the air. So without further ado, this is my co-host, Stevie G, and here's his song, you know, Steve.
The dimples and the booty. Check out.
Y'all, that was my co-host who is not with us this evening, but that was CBG, y'all, and that's an untitled cut. So we're just going to love on him and thank him for being such an inspiration to our show, and we certainly love his voice. And we're going to keep the show going. We see I have a caller on the switchboard, so we're going to connect our caller in and see what they have to share with us. Good evening, caller. You are on the air with the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I'm your host, Poetic Energy. Who do we have on the air, and what are you going to do for us this evening?
How you doing? My name is Kevin Evers.
I'm doing great.
You call me Self-Defined from New Haven, Connecticut. And
All right.
I have a piece called I Am, a love poem to myself.
All right.
When are you ready?
Oh, yeah, we're ready for you, brother. Come on, ready.
All right. Urgently, I swim in the deepest depths of self, searching earnestly for the man long lost, a man I once was, almost drowning in past pains, and then epiphany. I know that he is no more. He has long been the victim of revolution, of change. Having been forged in the fires of hellish existence, I am born anew daily, stronger than I ever was, better than I thought I could ever be, polished by God's plan for me into the shining brilliance of man. And so I am.
And that's that piece?
Yes.
All right. You know, on this show, we show you love, so we got to show you some love for that piece.
I appreciate the love, sister, and I appreciate the platform.
Yes. I so enjoyed that piece. It's almost like a poem of rebirth. Or
yeah.
Like an affirmation, almost.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Wow. I really appreciate it and certainly enjoyed your voice. Tell the people how we can get connected with you, because we're always excited when new poets come onto the show or share their voice with us. So
we're actually friends on Facebook, and I saw the ad for the show tonight on Facebook in my news feed. So, and Kevin Edwards on Facebook.
Kevin. Oh, Kevin, it was such a pleasure having you come out. We certainly, you know, we can't get to know you unless we hear you. So we so appreciate you for stepping up to the mic and blessing us with I Am. And we certainly welcome you back at any time at our house. So,
thank you.
Kevin, I want you to hang out with us a little bit longer if you can. But if you can't, we understand. But we do welcome you back because we're here every Thursday night at 9 p.m.
I
really and truly enjoyed that piece. But you might want to tell the other people, because there are some people in the chat room that may want to get connected with you.
Again, I'm a Facebook right now, probably the easiest place to catch me. I'm usually there.
Okay. So what is your URL? Is it just Kevin, your name? Or?
It's Kevin Edwards. On Facebook,
Kevin Edwards, Facebook.com, Kevin Edwards, y'all. So y'all heard it from Kevin Edwards with I Am. If you want to get connected with him, connect with him on Facebook with his name as his URL. Thank you, Kevin, so much for rendering
that
piece.
Thank you very much, sister.
All right, that was Kevin Edwards, y'all, with I Am. That was a lovely piece, you know, straight to the point, but, you know, said a lot. And we all need to go back and sometimes give our own selves a affirmation or show ourselves some love, because we can't truly love anybody else if we can't begin to love ourselves and renew ourselves and mind, body, and soul. So, Kevin, I really appreciate that piece that you rendered for us this evening. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. Before we do so, we're just going to take this moment to acknowledge all the guests that we have in the chat room. We welcome you to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Guest 13360, guest 13395, guest 13805, guest 13813, Shawnee Marie, Miss Strong Island, and one of my favorite people, Mr. Oracle, was in the house. So we certainly appreciate her stopping through to bless us on the show this evening. We're so glad that you all are here. We also thank all the global listeners, all those people who are not signed into the chat room. We welcome you to sign into the chat room and listen in on to the show. But we're going to keep the show going. And I see we have another hand up, so we're going to connect that person in. Caller from the 323 area code, you are on the air with the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I'm your host, Poetic Energy, who we have on the air with us, and what are you going to do for us this evening?
Hello there, darling Poetic Energy. It is I, the Oracle, from Hollywood, California.
Oh, I'm the Oracle. I don't know what happens when I hear your voice. It's just, it does something to me. I feel like I'm speaking to royalty.
Oh, God bless you. Oh, you know I'm hugging you, girl. I have a piece titled, She Has a Migraine Today. She has a migraine today. Somebody hurt her baby. She don't know what to say. She has a migraine today. She has a migraine today. No. Not the kind brought on by the daily stresses of life. A migraine brought on by the pain of a mother in mourning. The pain of a mother sick with fear. The pain of a mother who loves her child. She has a migraine today. An ache that permeates every fiber of gray matter. Ignites every nerve in her body and collectively shuts her down. Changing who she was from strong, commanding, and with presence to defeated, saddened, and weak. She has a migraine today. She has a migraine, all right. She carries the migraine of the worlds of mothers whose sons and daughters are slain daily in the streets. On the way to school, church, or play, standing on the front porch, hopscotching on the pavement, or just sitting in the car. She has a migraine filled with the pain of senseless murder, drive-bys, ambushes, and setups alike. Innocence no longer a prerequisite for safety, simply a target in the way of the target. Oh, she has a migraine today. She has a migraine that won't go away when you close your eyes to the problem. It won't go away simply by popping a pill, taking a drink, rolling a joint, or filling a pipe. It won't go away unless the senseless violence and murder ceases.
She has a migraine because she cried so hard when they told her of her baby's plight, the pain splitting her in two, from the top of her queenly crown to the heart of her soul and out the soles of her crestfallen feet. She has a migraine today because they hurt her baby. The pain, the pain, the pain. She has a migraine today. Must she suffer another tomorrow? For God's sake, give her and yourselves a break. Help ease her pain of the migraine of a grieving mother. Stop the senseless violence and murder. Just stop it. She had a migraine today. We should all cry when we see our children die. Senseless violence and murder. What happened to evolution, huh? She has a migraine today. It should be her last. No more migraines. No more migraines, no more violence, no more killing of our children. God, please, please help us. No more violence, no more pain. No more violence, no more pain. My sister's son was jumped by gang members who wanted to know where you from, who you belong with. He was just coming home from college classes and work. He was around the corner from his home. He almost didn't make it. When she told me about it over the phone, she became overwhelmed and said, I need to call you back. I have a migraine. I can't think anymore. And that's that piece.
Wow, that was a wonderful, deep piece and so heartfelt. Before I go any further, let me show you some love for that piece first.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel blessed.
That was the oracle, y'all. You have a migraine. Oh, that piece was like a rally for peace, and oh my goodness, it hit my spirit.
Thank you, my sister.
I really enjoyed that. Yes, thank you, Oracle. That was a phenomenal piece. I'm so glad you shared it on the Poetic Energy Radio Show.
Oh,
we'll
my pleasure.
Have to back in the archive for that one. Man, wow. Thank you so much. That was truly an honor. That was the Oracle, y'all. She has her own show on Sundays. Is that Sundays?
That's right, Oracle? Sundays 3 to 4. 3 to 4 Pacific Standard Time. On blogtalkradio.com.
Tell the folks how they can get connected with the Oracle, because this is a good person to be connected with in my book, in my opinion.
Well, they can catch me on Blog Talk Radio, as we said, on Sundays 3 to 4, and it's under blogtalkradio.com/Denise Lyles Cook. The name of the show is The Oracle Speaks. I'm also at my website, www.theoraclespeaks.info, and you'll find out about all the stuff that I've got going on in on the website. Amazon.com, you can get my CD and my book. One is called Full Circle Balance in Life. The other is called The Oracle Speaks Just Because. And the CD is also there as well. And CD Baby. Beyond that, I'm Googleable, baby girl.
All right. That's my favorite word, Googleable. All right. It was certainly a pleasure having you on. And
thank
we
you.
We always welcome you to our show. All right.
Thank you. I'm on Facebook under Denise Lyles Cook, because you I would like to touch bases with and see about featuring you one day on my show, young lady. You know, we always take the time to host other people, but very rarely do we get to be hosted ourselves. So I'd like to extend that invitation.
All right. Thank you. And I'm going to make good on that.
Okay. All right, darling. Thank you.
Too.
I'm gonna take my hand down, but I'll stay on and listen to the end of the show.
All righty. That was the Oracle, y'all. I am so touched by that piece. It just really hit in my heart. You know, it's just when a piece does that to you, it's just amazing, because it's a message, an underlying message in it, and I truly, truly love it when poetry does hit you in a place where, you know, it changes you and causes you to begin to think about things and the things around us, the things that people deal with on a day-to-day basis. But we had 14 more minutes remaining in the show, and we're going to connect caller on the switchboard here. Caller from the 631 area code, you're on the air with Poetic Energy. How can I help you this evening, or how can you serve us this evening?
Hi, it's your Strong Island again. Coming back to read another piece, please.
Strong Island. I knew it was you.
Yes, I figured I'd come back through. All right, this piece is actually called Sending Waves, and it goes like this. Take some time to undress my body, slowly lowering my straps to reveal my big breasts, while I am patiently waiting to remove your shirt so I can reveal your chest that you know I love to caress. Moving on down to my songs, pulling, tugging, while they resist, you start to plant kisses right above this, sending waves of excitement all through my body now. I can't wait much longer, this urge to let you have my sweet juicy. To your taste, you say, P-U-S-S-Y. Now let's not forget, you too must drop your pants, because how could we continue this dance? Your penis is enlarging. My vagina is becoming more wet than ever. This is what I see, love and feel from you. And that was my piece.
And that's not, did you say the sweet, juicy girl? All right, we're going to show the song out of here. I'm just going to drive Miss Song Island said the sweet, juicy. Now I got a new term. All right, Miss Song Island, thank you for sharing that piece with us, girl. We so love you for that. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. All right. I'm kind of identified. She said the sweet, juicy, y'all. I know y'all heard that. I never heard it quite said like that, but all right now. The sweet juicy. All right, we're going to keep the show going. Let's come back with a little bit more some music for this evening. This is a song that we played before, but people love it. We love it. This was a featured guest on our show a couple of weeks ago. Her name is Miss J. Moi. And this piece is entitled Water. So this is what we do on the open mic. Open mic is what it is. It means that you can come with your comedic voice. You can come recite poetry. You can sing. You can play music. And so this is what we're going to do. We're going to this cut by J. Moi with entitled Water. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. Very relaxing, very inviting song. So here we go, J. Moi.
Bye.
Y'all, welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I'm your host, Poetic Energy, and that was J-Wan with Water. All right, we've got 6 more minutes remaining in the show, and we're going to play another track from one of our former featured guests, Mr. Princeton. He's straight from the Detroit area, and this is his track entitled Get Her Number. Sit back and relax and enjoy the music.
Evolution.
I saw what I need from the corner of the club. She licked her lips and moved her hips, had a player falling in love. So I made my way over, started getting closer. That's when another dude approached her. But I'm not giving up that easily, 'cause you're way too fine to be leaving here with anyone but me. The club's about to close, but I can't let it go. Go crazy for that thing she got behind her. I'm not trying to wife her, just trying to one-night her. Trying to get them digits, lock them in and slip up inside her. But shorty got me in the zone, in the zone. Every player in the club is trying to get on, but I'm not giving up that easily, 'cause she way too fine to be leaving here with anyone but me. The club's about to close, but I can't let it go. Like
I got to get her number. baby.